You're listening to The Simple Truth with Pastor Dion Cordova of Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel.
The power of God is seen in our changed lives. The power of God is seen in our worship, in our wants, and in our works. The power of God is seen in our praise, in our passion, and in our pursuits. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." Who are you serving? Since the last day's signs are upon us, you may want to change your course. As we cling to the simple truth.
Before the advent of modern navigation systems, a ship at sea could get lost without being able to see the stars to guide it. Storm clouds could black out the sun, the moon, and the stars for days, leaving a ship sailing in the dark. Being able to read the sky was critical for a ship to be able to maintain its course. In his message today, Pastor Dion shares with you that the signs of the times are everywhere. So, do you see them? Is there any course correction that needs to take place in your life today? Now let's join Pastor Dion in the book of 1 John chapter 3 with today's edition of The Simple Truth.
First John chapter 3 and verse 2, "Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is, and all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure just as he is pure." And 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. "But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise." Now, I should pause here and say, the day of the Lord is a term that describes the tribulation, the beginning of the tribulation period. So he says, hey, the day of the Lord is going to come in unexpectedly as a thief. Somebody said, "Pastor Dion, I thought Jesus is coming unexpectedly as a thief." Well, yes, Jesus returned to catch us away. And on that same day, the tribulation will begin, the day of the Lord. You guys got it? So he says, the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the tribulation will happen. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and hastening it along. We should be looking for the Lord and for that return and hastening it. Hastening. The word hastening means to spread the word. Here's what we should do. We should live and love like Jesus and spread the word about the only rescue that is possible for the eventual end of day judgment. What is that? What is the only rescue? Jesus Christ and his rapture to take us out of here, right? Believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. That's the only thing there is. So listen, if you didn't know, our catching away, the rapture, will set in motion what is known as the tribulation, the last 7 years of human history. Jesus appearing and the day of the Lord, the term for the seven-year tribulation, will happen on the same day. Jesus is going to catch us away and the day of the Lord begins. That will kind of just go through 7 years of horrific things that happen. Now, Jesus appearing to catch us away is again to save us from judgment. It's to save us from that seven-year tribulation. Let's go ahead and read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. We read this first portion already. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, a grito, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from the graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up with the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. When people are saying everything is perfect and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin. And there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness nor to night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing our helmet, the confidence of our future salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Because he's coming. He's coming to rescue us, to take us home before that great, terrible period called the tribulation. God does not intend on letting his children go through part or any of the tribulation. He doesn't intend for us to see 1 minute of end time judgment, those who are trusting and believing in him. The passage said that Jesus will catch us away before the tribulation starts. YouTube and Facebook and all these things, there's a lot of stuff out there. The rapture is going to happen before the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The catching away, Jesus coming for us, is going to happen before World War III, for the Antichrist. Yes, he's going to catch us away before the Antichrist. So stop looking for him. In fact, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 6 through 8 says this. You know, Paul is writing to them. He's told them about the coming of the Lord many times. And he says, and you know what is restraining him, the Antichrist, and his lawlessness from being revealed. You know what it is. He says, only he who now restrains will do so until he is out of the way. So whoever the he is restraining the Antichrist and his lawlessness. And then he says, and then when he's out of the way, and then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with a breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his second coming. So who is the he that is restraining the Antichrist from being revealed? Somebody said, the Holy Spirit. No. The Holy Spirit, guys, is going to remain and is going to be part of the great revival that would take place amongst the Jewish nation in leading them to Christ during the tribulation. Because if it was the Holy Spirit, the he would be capitalized because it's talking about the Holy Spirit. The he isn't capitalized, so therefore, guys, it is the church. When the church is taken out of the way, then the Antichrist can come to his power because the day of the Lord has come and his season has started. So you guys get that? So again, Jesus will catch us away before the next world war, before the rise of the Antichrist, before the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus Christ is going to come before that. He's going to come before the cataclysmic natural disasters that are talked about in the book of Revelation. Jesus is going to come and catch us away before 666. That's how Paul could say, encourage one another with this promise. God, you can't be encouraged if you're told that you're going to go through some or part of the horrific events of the tribulation. How can you be encouraged, right? Oh, you guys are going to go through some horrible stuff. Encourage one another. Huh? So Jesus promised to come back. He revealed how it's going to go down or how we're going to go up, right? He said we should be working and waiting during this period, but he also said that we wouldn't be surprised. He said the rapture shouldn't catch us by surprise because we're children of light and we should be waiting and watching. Everybody saying, I love being what? Waiting and watching. In fact, the Lord even described some signs of his coming, saying aloud, some signs of his coming to let us know that the rapture is close. Why would he give us signs? Why would he give us signs? 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. Read it out loud with me. And now, my little children, stay in happy fellowship with the Lord, so that when he appears, you will be sure that all is well and will not have to be ashamed and shrink back from meeting him. You know, this happens to me occasionally at Walmart when I see people that haven't been to church for a while and I notice that they see me and then they want to take off. Or they actually run into me and they can't. And then they're like, oh, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I haven't been to church. Friend, if you're trying to dodge me, what will you do when Jesus Christ comes? We Christians are told to watch for the signs and be ready. The signs will tell us that the rapture and the seven-year judgment is close, how close it is. So are you ready to identify the signs of how close we are? You want me to jump in at least a little piece? Just a little bit? All right, here's one set of signs that we are in the last day. They are cultural signs. Everybody say it out loud. What? Cultural signs. God revealed what the culture trends of the last days would be. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting with verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now listen, the verse started by saying the last days will be perilous. Say that word out loud. What? Perilous. They're going to be hazardous. They're going to be deadly. Because men, he says, will be narcissists. They'll be self-absorbed, self-inflated, concerned with no one but themselves. Men's hunger for power, popularity, or pesos will put people in danger. Think about Vladimir Putin. 125,000 casualties already in the Ukraine just to try to get their resources. Think about the rocket man from North Korea subjecting 25 million people to starvation so he can keep his rockets flying. Think about Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, while working at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, patented the coronavirus in 2005. He penned it as an infectious replication defective. In other words, a deadly bioweapon in 2005. Now, guys, I didn't get this information from some ranting conspiracy theorist. These facts have been checked and confirmed by highly respected professionals. Dr. David Martin, who is a current member of the European Parliament, and of course, Tucker Carlson, the number one investigative reporter, both of them presented the documents proving that COVID-19 was already poised for human emergence since 2016. Then in 2017, Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted that there would be an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen. So the guy who funded coronavirus, the guy that patented coronavirus, the guy who was in control of coronavirus, said there's going to be a release of a virus, and it turned out to be the virus that he was in charge of. Later, it was revealed that it was all about owners and investors of Big Pharma making money. That's why holistic alternatives and solutions, guys, were discouraged and even blocked. They didn't want you taking anything other than what they had prescribed. In fact, did you know there were close to 500 new billionaires? 500 new billionaires during the COVID crisis. Love of money was one of the things behind COVID-19. The other thing that was behind COVID-19 was to initiate a global reset. Bible prophecy predicts globalism, a one-world government, a one-world leader, a one-world currency. COVID gave that some traction. And we'll talk about that as we unpack and unfold the rest, some of these other signs. But we can see how the pursuit of power, popularity, and pesos made our times perilous or hazardous or deadly. Almost 7 million deaths with COVID alone. Wow, right? You want me to keep reading through the signs? 2 Timothy 3:1, let's continue reading. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Now, what I didn't say in regards to telling you, you know, what COVID was all about. But I don't know if you really recognize this, guys, but with COVID came some darkness that the world has not seen. This was more than a virus. In fact, think about it. In the past 3 years, there has been an escalation in the past 3 years. See, COVID, I feel, was a gateway for Satan to make his final push for men's souls. Not just through COVID, but the demonic stuff that was behind it. Now, guys, I spend 2 weeks in a hospital fighting for my life against COVID. And I can tell you, having been a Christian for as many years as I've been, I have never faced a battle so dark, so evil, so wicked as I was in that hospital. It was way more than just a virus. Satan using it as a doorway. And the culture, our reading here, he went on to say, the culture of the last days will be disobedient to parents, values, principles, and parents modeling what they taught. All of that will be ignored, rejected, disobeyed. Not only will children disobey their parents, but the fact of all of the modeling and principles and all of the values that parents have had, they have disintegrated. They are being put away. In fact, I'm going to talk about, not today, but I will talk about how the state is pushing to take ownership of our children, leaving us parents with no recourse and without say in the raising of our kids. Other signs is there's an escalation of hatred, violence, brutality. In a nutshell, people's hearts will grow cold. They will be desensitized. They will be without feeling, or I like to say it this way, everybody say it out loud, without conscience. Now listen, we all come pre-stamped with a sense of good and evil. We're born with it. It's the image of God that's stamped on us. But the ungodly culture with its various platforms of media are deceiving and desensitizing our generation. And according to the verse, it will even affect Christians. Or they will have a form of godliness, but they will deny the power thereof. There will be people who attend church, but they're not following Jesus. They're impotent spiritually. No growth, no passion, no change, and no heart. The power of God is seen in our changed lives. The power of God is seen in our worship, in our wants, and in our works. The power of God is seen in our praise, in our passion, and in our pursuits. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." Who are you serving? Since the last day's signs are upon us, you may want to change your course. Or if you hear this and realize, you know, I haven't really given him lordship of my life. He's coming for those who are eagerly expecting his coming. And if that's not you, then something's dead inside and it needs to change. And today's a good day to change that, because God said, he said, "I will take your heart of stone and I will turn it into a heart of flesh. You will be changed. You will be forgiven. You will be redeemed and you will be mine." So if that's you and you just haven't truly been as excited about the coming of the Lord, you know, for those of you who say, "Oh, all this stuff's going on," it shouldn't make you afraid. Obviously, it concerns us, but it should also excite us at the same time, because we know his coming is soon. And it should inspire us to share our faith even more. Did you learn something? All right, so there's cultural signs, there's international signs, there's signs from Israel, there's signs from Russia, there's the signs of deception. We'll be talking about all of that. So you guys good with that? But listen, if you're saying, "I need a change in my heart," then let's pray out loud together. Father, I know I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. I have ignored you. I have run from you. I've even fought you. But today, I surrender. My heart has been hard. It's been cold and closed. But today, I open my heart to you, and I ask you to forgive my sin and to transform me. Give me a soft heart, one that pursues you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to smile on you and be gracious to you and give you peace. May the beauty of the Lord be upon you, and may he establish all the works of your hands. Guys, we're living in the last days. This is a time to get yourself right and share that news with other people. As we cling to the simple.
This has been The Simple Truth, a ministry of Pastor Dion Cordova at Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel in Española, New Mexico. How have you prepared your heart for Jesus' return? In this series called Living in the Last Days, Pastor Dion has shown several prophecies from across the Bible about the end times. Several books of the Bible warn of judgments and trials that will come in those final years. While it's easy to read about the things to come and feel afraid for the future, Pastor Dion wants you to be hopeful. Because even though terrible things will happen to this world and to those that reject the gift of Jesus' salvation, you and I have something to look forward to in the end times. As a follower of Jesus, there's a new heaven and new earth being prepared for you and for all those who have called on the name of the Lord to be saved. If you enjoyed today's message from The Simple Truth, we invite you to visit our website at tmcalvary.com. There you can find a link to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel for past teachings. You can also learn more about Truth Ministries Calvary Chapel on our website. Additionally, there's an option to give to this ministry if you feel led to support the ongoing work of The Simple Truth. And hey, if you're in Española, we would love to invite you to one of our Sunday services. We meet at both 9 and 11 a.m. on Sundays, and again at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights for our weekly Bible study. Pastor Dion would like to thank you for taking some time to be fed by God's Word today. Be sure to join us again next time for another edition of The Simple Truth. You're the one that-
vessels for you as you work in us. May your power show in the deeds we sow. Let us join our hands and together we stand.
Together we stand.